Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Zgacki, Don Bailey Jr. Don brought his tape measure in, so we are officially measured 6 feet apart.
We're six square yards apart, Joe.
Doing our social distancing. Don's over on the other side of the table. You spent a week at spring football. Mm-hmm. While I was doing basketball, I was counting on another week of spring football this week, but obviously the world's upside down. However, going into the end of the first week of spring football, let's jump to the defense for a moment. What did you see there?
I see, first of all, that Roche, the defensive end that transferred from Temple, is an impact player. We got out a lot out of Hill last year. We had 4.5 sacks, I guess it was, and I wouldn't be surprised if this guy can double that number. I mean, he looks like he's a legitimate 8-sack, even a double-digit sack guy. I think that he brought a lot of energy. You could tell that it took him a few minutes to adjust. But there's a lot of talent built in there. I was very, very impressed with him. Phillips, the transfer from UCLA.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think about him?
Well, when I saw him when he first got here,
That
would have been over a year or so ago, I thought he was very undersized and scrawny, skinny, you know, not. But Coach Feely, the strength and training and nutrition, has turned him into what I thought he would look like a year ago. You know, in fairness to him, he had gone through some injuries, but the nutrition side of it, the conditioning side of it, he looked like one of the top 10 players in America, you know, coming out of high school, and he has that look. So I was impressed with him. And, you know, he hadn't played football for a year, and watching him in the one-on-one pass rush drills, which I always navigate to, is he's, you know, got a couple moves, he's very explosive. But, you know, you hear about these athletic guys, but they get hooked up on a big tackle. They can get locked down. Both these defensive ends are powerful enough to bull rush these tackles, which is important.
You would think for Miami on defense, you have Jafari Harvey, mm-hmm. Greg Rousseau, Roche, Phillips at defensive end. Mm-hmm. Probably. Well, then you got some young guys coming in.
Number 22, what was it, Cameron?
Williams.
Williams. I mean, yeah. He kind of jumped off the chart a little bit, Joe. And the three, you know, you move inside now if you're ready to do that. Those defensive linemen that they signed last year that were redshirted, who's the kids that's dancing on the sideline all the time last year, right?
Holly.
Let me tell you, Holly can transfer his sideline energy. He can transfer it inside. He is very, very athletic, very quick and powerful. And I think that the unearthed gem from last year is the fact that Coach Diaz was able to redshirt some of these guys, because you're going to see some from production from people that you don't know. You don't remember.
When football comes back, we cross our fingers that it does come back, and it will, and Miami gets back on the field. Nesta Silvera, this would be his year, junior year, right?
Yeah.
No, local
right.
player.
Yeah, you're right.
Has the right nasty attitude, but is he a guy that has to elevate his – somebody's got to anchor. You can't do anything unless you've got great defensive tackle play.
You know, and I'm with you. And Gerald Willis, we saw that we saw Gerald Willis was a great football player. didn't constitute to being a great draft pick or
a great college player.
But he's a great college player.
That's what I care about, great college players.
And you really saw what happened when he wasn't on the field.
Yeah.
You were at that Penn State game with me, and Miami had a hard time stopping the run. So, you have a guy that you lose there, and that defensive tackle spot, Joseph, is got to be solidified. I really don't believe you can have a great defense unless you have that nailed down. And, you know, Ford is a guy that's going into his fourth year. You and I both talked about it the day he got there. Boy, he needs to be redshirted. And I look at last year as his freshman year. He was learning to play that position on a full-time basis, played high, didn't always have his head up, but is a big-bodied, athletic enough guy that with now he has that year under his belt, he should be a big help. And then the Miller, I guess, from Jacksonville, I like the way he looks. He's 345. He's conditioned, strong, and there's that front four is pretty significant as far as the way that they're looking and preparing.
Sure, it's going to be different to look at linebackers and not see Mike Pinckney and Shaq Quarterman, but it's nice to have Zach McLeod back.
You got to learn some new names. Yeah.
Huff is going to be there. He's got good size, the kid from St. Thomas.
Yep,
really
I like
good
him.
Size.
Yep, but listen, in my opinion, after all the years I've been around this program with you for a majority of them, Zach McLeod is, you lose a Shaq Quarterman who was as good a football player. I'm not talking NFL level, but I'm talking as good a college football player as you're going to find, as good a human being, as good a leader, as good of example. And the steal of every last year was Zach McLeod. Him coming back to that defense, I don't think you can put a price on it. I spent some time with him after two practices and two weeks ago, and I built a relationship with him and talking to him. He's so far beyond where everybody else is. I mean, he came. His answer was, "I came back to be the best me." Who says that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a selfish statement that he came back. He wanted to be fully developed. He wanted to take, when he takes his wares to the National Football League, he wants to be able to compete. And he did the math. You and I have talked about this ad nauseum about not these guys leaving too early. Let's just go back, in recent history, Brad Kyle. I'm going to this. You're the second to the last quarterback drafted in the draft, and you're out of the league right now. And then it happened again and again and again and again and again and again. And Zach said, well, maybe I'm going to stick around a year, get healthy, learn another position, get another degree, and be the best me. And he's going to make – it's a big difference to the defense. He's a big difference to the entire team. But I think he's really helped himself significantly.
The secondary, a guy that really, I think, needs to take a big leap. He'll be a senior, is Amari Carter.
You're right.
He's a good leader, good kid.
Yep.
Great tackler most of the time. Good range.
Yep.
Just needs to have more plays, make more plays.
Yeah, Carter is a guy that has got to have that – great senior year. That's what you're looking for out of him. To me, Trajan Bandy, it's why'd you leave? You're
5'7".
You're undersized to begin with. You've got questionable speed to begin with. You've made a few plays. Nobody's questioning your toughness, because I'm going to remind everybody again and again, because you and I were preparing to do, a pro day and a draft day show. We sit here with Larry Bluestein and we talk about how good the kids are in high school and how good they're going to be in college. And now when you ask me to put on my NFL hat, it's what's wrong mm-hmm. with all of these. And when you start really looking at it that way, and you start saying, well, does he really need to come out? Is he a guy that's really made that many plays on a consistent basis? And what's he going to bring? And how is he going to make a team? You look at these guys and you go back to Mark Carter. You need one heck of a senior year.
Only one week of spring football. You were there for 1 week. De'Ara King, what did you like about him?
Loved him right away.
Yeah.
For first impression, is the energy. You know, there's no the offense makes you have energy, number one, but there's no walking around. There's helping people off the ground. He came in and that's my job. Now, he hasn't earned it yet, but that's the impression that you get. He's a leader, and he's not, you know, he's a 5'10" guy. You know, I mean, this isn't DeMarcus Van. I mean, the quarterback coming in who's from Connecticut,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
Who's 6'4" and the prototypical guy, but you can see that King is first and foremost the lost term football player. The guy's a football player. I'm tired. I mean, you know, I'm sick of the great athlete, and he's a football player who can play quarterback. And you saw the experience, and I was very, very impressed with him, both on and off the field.
Offensive line. We're hoping that the offensive scheme will help the offensive line. I would think that, and again, it's only 1 week of spring football, but the season ended in December,
right?
Week before January, late December. Can't be that big of a leap between end of December and first week of March.
As far as physical?
Yeah. Is there? Can there be?
I think what happens is, you're right. I mean, you're not going to go from a 400-pound bench presser to a 500-pound bench presser in 90 days on that side of it. But I think what happens, and I'm testing my own memory here, but I think what happens is when you play as a freshman, right? You play, you know, we took out Zion and Clark are two guys that were first-time starters. And that season starts, and you can't take a timeout. I mean, it just speeds by, and you got to get ready every week, and you're hurting, and you're sore, and you hit the wall two or three times. But sorry, pal, we're playing Saturday. You're playing the game. That's it. I think that timeout, that 90-day timeout between the end of the season and spring ball, you kind of get a chance to catch your breath, and you start going back and reevaluating. And you thought you worked hard. You didn't. You thought you were quick. You weren't. You thought you were a good enough pass protector. You're not. And it kind of says, man, I don't want to be like this again. So, you know, the fire gets lit if you're a competitive guy, and it allows you to get better. I saw some guys at different positions, but that experience that those young men had, and it was really everybody except Donaldson really on that offensive line was very inexperienced or out of position. You're going to see a better group because of the 10 sacks they gave up against Florida. You know
that I like to try to simplify things?
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to simplify Miami's offense for all of us. See if you agree with me.
Okay.
Here's what they need. I don't care if it comes through scheme. Generally, this comes through talent. Score fast. You score fast, it solves everything. Your offensive line's not out there. You're not turning the ball over. You're not laboring. You need layups. Score fast. Okay. Whether it's through scheme or athletic ability, is there a guy or is it the scheme that can go 75 yards in a blink of an eye on play three of the drive? Score fast. That's what all the great teams do. They score fast. Score fast. That's the name of the game now.
Well, they can do it both ways. You know, I think that's what the beauty of Coach Lashley's offense is about. And I think, you know, we'll try and get him on next week if we can. Again, he's a great interview and very insightful. But, you know, you have to evaluate last year, and scoring was an issue. Kicking was an issue.
Oh yeah,
no, that's but, that's
the old, you know, time of possession, wear them down, scoring. You know how you wear them down? You
the
score.
Scoreboard. Yeah,
it becomes mentally exhausting. It takes the other team out of there. Even if you're behind and you start scoring, you saw that when we went to the Orange Bowl game and saw Alabama play Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Looked like this 35-7. Right. Alabama's running them out. All of a sudden, within 3 minutes, it's 35-21. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, 14 points doesn't look like a lot. And now Alabama
can come in three minutes instead of 24
right.
minutes.
So now Alabama's got, they're reevaluating what they're going to do with the ball. So to me, for the University of Miami, whether it becomes Chaney or Knighton.
Stop there for a minute. Now, Knighton, we didn't touch on him.
We did not. Yeah.
You look good, Joe. Sorry to interrupt you.
How about Peyton?
Well, you and I fell in love with Peyton in summer.
Whoever it is, get him the ball and score fast.
Yeah, and the Knighton, you know, he's there's an element there, a natural element that you see explosiveness right away, and you see top-end speed because, you know, he made some catches and he made some plays, and he's running away from people. And this is a young guy that isn't, you know, developed like the juniors and the seniors are and is only going to get better, but he's one of those flashers, you know, that kind of caught my eye immediately.
Okay, that was fun. I didn't think about the coronavirus or the stock market for 10 minutes.
Let's especially hope we help some market. Other people, right? Yeah.
So where we are now in college athletics is everything's canceled for the remainder of the school year.
Yep.
Football, basketball, spring football, baseball. When we come back, we're going to talk with Aaron Fitt about college baseball. But for football, we hope that we will be healthy enough for a football season. We hope that we'll be healthy enough to get things going forward in all walks of life. And then football will have some kind of adjustments in terms of a training camp, which could be turnout for college football to look similar like the NFL. We'll just have to wait and see. Right now we're in a holding pattern, and our thoughts directly are, let's get through 1 week of inactivity here and staying away from people and see where we are.
Yeah, I think at some point they've got to get in, let it be the same for everybody. I'm not looking for an advantage, but they've got to get in a period of these teams being together, maybe not on the field playing football, but certainly being able to be coached, because there's 25 teams that have new coaches, head coaches, and new systems, and you got to give people time.
Yeah, that's going to be in probably late May or June if we progress as a nation the way we hope we will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.